This is brilliant, said Ron.
J.K. Rowling has written 7 Harry Potter books. Dozens of other authors have climbed on the bandwagon. The term Harry Potter brings up dozens of titles on Amazon, from Unlocking Harry Potter to Who Killed Dumbledore. But the boy wizard shows up beyond the fiction section. Next to business books about the man who used to run GE, you might find If Harry Potter Ran General Electric.
The Harry Potter fans are emailing me in incredible quantities to tell me they've learned lessons from the stories that they had never seen before.
In the end, only one will go down in history.
Author Tom Morris says Rowling's characters like Dumbledore are great role models for business.
He shows how sustainably great leadership has to come from a great person, that you need high competence and deep character to really sustain as a leader. And he's an ideal teacher for Harry.
Expecto Patronum!
There are books condemning Rowling's use of magic. The Dove Crowbitch wanted to teach his children about Jewish themes, and he wrote Harry Potter and Torah.
There's a lot of discussion in religious literature about things like, can magic be used on the Sabbath? Is it considered work? Is it prohibited on the Sabbath as work? And to explain that in general might seem interesting or not interesting, but if you explain it through Harry Potter, it seems like fun.
And Crowbitch doesn't think Harry's coattails will shorten after the 7th book.
Look at Sherlock Holmes. People love certain books and certain movies have kept their appeal for a long time, and I think the Harry Potter series will do the same.
Wow.
Though a slew of unauthorized titles have come out this year to ride the wave.
There is one segment of Potter publishing that will come to an end, and that's books that speculate on whether Harry will die.
With that settled, fans will have to debate other parts.
So what leadership skills do you think Harry Potter has to run General Electric?
Well, most of all, I think that he just has a good personality, and people like him when they know him, and I think that that's important when you're running a business. You have to be likable. You have to be charismatic.
Morris says Potter is a natural leader.
He doesn't do what's easy. He does what's right. He doesn't do what's safe. He does what's needed. And I think we need more leaders capable of doing that today.
Potter made J.K. Rowling the first billionaire author. A few others have made a buck, too. Jim Bolton, CNN, London. Harry Potter.